Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We have Jim Nordskog with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. And Leon Hodges is with us this morning as well. Thanks for seeing you. Good to see you.
This is a little like deja vu.
Yeah.
I mean, next time you could probably just stay home. We could have the Jim and Leon show.
I know. We should just record this and then just go ahead and play it each year.
Exactly.
A couple of times a year we get together to visit. This time it's about the Lions Club, the Atlantic Lions Club, Belgian Waffle Supper coming up on April 9th, quicker than we think.
A couple of weeks away. And, of course, it's going to be out at the community building, 4 to 7 p.m. It's going to be $9 per person. Kids 5 and under will eat for free. Of course, it's all you can eat again. So even Leon might get filled up this time. You know, it's hard to say.
One pancake.
One pancake at a time.
One waffle
at a time. Right. So, you know, we talk about, we come in and we say, yeah, we have a waffle supper coming up. Okay. But people sometimes, they don't realize that money that we make off the waffles, the pancakes, the Christmas trees actually does go places, and most of it goes to places, organizations locally.
And you're pretty well supported.
They come
out pretty well for this.
Yes, exactly. It does work out really well for us. But let's just talk about last year alone. Let's not go over the whole organization forever. But last year alone, a little over $10,000 was donated. 17 different organizations, 16 of them were right here locally around our town, okay? Mm-hmm. How do you do that unless, you know, people come out and come down, do a little socializing, have a little waffle, and, you know, I work it, but I still have fun down there doing it.
It's a social event.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's part of the beauty of these types of things.
Now, some of the money, the one organization that goes either state or international, Leon was going to talk about those.
Yeah. Well, I always like to tell people we're the largest service organization in the world. Bring that in every time. We had 1.3 million members throughout the world. We have about 37 members here locally, and always can use more. And Jim will thrust on that. We do a lot of things locally, but we're also a part of an organization that's throughout the state of Iowa, and we have the Iowa Lions Foundation that we contribute toward, and then there's the Lions Club International Foundation. So there's different levels of Lions Club work going on, and most people are interested in, well, what's going on in your community? But we do have things beyond the community, too. And the Iowa Lions Foundation, we spent about $219,000 throughout the state of Iowa to support organizations like the Iowa Cochlear Implant Center in Iowa City, and the Iowa KidSight program, which is a program of eye testing. And incidentally, we're going to be doing some eye testing here once again since we started doing this locally. Back in about 2003, we've done over 3,000 eyes here locally. And, of course, it's done throughout the state. And if there's a problem, they let us know, and we refer people to an eye doctor. So it's a great program. And then there's Iowa Lions Eye Bank is located in Iowa City also, devoted to the restoration and preservation of sight. And they have a lot of stuff going on in Iowa City, of course. Iowa Lions Hearing Aid Bank is located there also, about $9,900 a year devoted to that cause. And Iowa School for the Deaf, we also get hearing aids and turn them in, and they can be used appropriately. And we have Leader Dogs for the Blind, which we talked about earlier, where dogs are trained and provide help for the blind. Mm-hmm. And Camp Courageous of Iowa is a year-round facility for individuals with diabetes. And so that's funded through Iowa Lions Foundation. Mm-hmm. There's also the International Foundation. And just to give you an example, there's a new campaign, Campaign 100, they're calling it, to in the next 3 years raise $300 million to help children with cancer and diabetes. And so that's a new program for Lions Club International. So plus the stuff we got going locally, we got a lot of stuff going on beyond the local.
Well, I think a lot of folks traditionally, when they think of the Lions Club, they think about sight and hearing. Those
exactly.
are two projects, two specific things that have always been close to Lions and what they've been funding. But you've branched out a lot more than that, too, locally in the community, too. You do a lot of different things.
Usually what happens is someone will come to the Lions Club, usually at an international level, and say, we have a big problem here, like when the diabetes came up.
Sure.
And then that filters down into the state level, and that filters down into the club level. And that's usually how it happens. And then we say, yeah, that sounds like a good deal, especially with all the young people ending up with diabetes so early now. Got to figure out some way to kind of curve that a little bit. So.
And that seems to be one of the common things there, too, when we talk about all the different things Lions is involved in. One of the things that kind of pulls it all together is young people.
Young people are a large part of it.
You guys don't turn a lot of child projects away.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
We wouldn't turn away young members either.
Yeah.
You know, to be a part of the organization. We can always use new members like all organizations can. A lot of ours, we used to have a much larger club, people die and people can't participate for one reason or another. So our numbers are, but we have 37 on our rolls right now, and you work with what you got.
Sure. Who can be a Lion?
Anybody. Even young people, if they're of an age that they can't be a regular Lion member, they have the Leo Club. Exira actually has quite a large Leo Club. There's a few not too far from us that do quite well with that. So young people seem to really get a kick out of it. But men, women, young people, they can join up. We have our fourth Tuesday of the month. We have a meeting at the Walnut Street Diner. They can come by and see what that's like. And then
6:30.
Is that 6:30, Leon? You sure?
Not 6 o'clock like you thought earlier.
I'm not sure about Leon and his timekeeping, but we'll go with that. And then on the first Tuesday of the month at the family table, we have a meeting there as well, and they can stop by 6:30-ish. 6 o'clock there now? Okay.
Yeah, board meeting.
And they can see what goes on there. So it's not very difficult at all.
What's expected of someone?
What we hope for is somebody that's able to volunteer some of their time, is all it is. Now, when it comes to the waffle and pancake supper and selling Christmas trees, the work is not too hard. Even Leon can handle it,
questionable, some of it.
Some of the group get certified for the eye testing, and they go out and do that there again. Not physically wise, not too hard on a person either.
Sure.
So, but it's just having people around. Like when we did the schoolhouse and did some renovation on the one-room schoolhouse. Yeah, some of us had to do it because not everybody was capable of doing that when we helped out with the new siding and everything. But that is just very seldom.
Sure. Well, everybody has a special skill set they can use. But one thing we all have is a little bit of time.
There
so
you go.
Everybody can participate and find their own comfort level there, too, and settle in. So very good. What's the process if someone would like to join?
Usually there's a small application that gets filled out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we have the district president.
Governor.
District governor comes by the club. When we initiate the new officers, they also initiate the new members, and they get a certificate and a little pin and stuff like that. It's a simple process. It's simple, but it's pretty cool.
And as I recall, the meetings include a meal.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yes.
Don't forget to put the bait on the hook there.
There's I think that's the only reason Leon comes is there's food there.
It's one of the reasons. I've been in Lions a long time, and it's really is a great organization.
Yep.
And do a lot of good locally and throughout the world.
Well, the footprint is usually pretty visible in any community. You can see the work that the Lions do. That's the nice thing about a lot of the projects you do get involved in is you do leave a legacy. You can see the progress. We can also see dinner sitting in front of us, too, on April 9th.
Ooh, all you can eat.
Belgian waffle supper. That's $9 a person. $5, five and under are free. And where do they get the tickets?
They can, if they know a Lion, they can buy them from them. But it's the same price at the door as well.
No penalty at the door.
No penalty at the door. So when you show up, you can just pay right there.
Perfect. All right. And that's coming up Tuesday, April 9th. That's from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Atlantic Community Building here in town. And help out the Lions. Because when you're helping out the Lions, you're helping out yourself. Because your community is the one that benefits. So make sure you stop on out and enjoy a good meal and feel good that you're helping out a good cause, too. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. And, go Lions.